It's Thursday, March 30th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The tech industry's diversity report. 89.3% of IT leadership is white and 20% are female, showing little improvement according to the latest Business of Tech podcast report. Sophos partners with Cowbell Insurance to use security health data for optimal premium quotes and policies. And Amazon opens up Sidewalk Network to third-party developers and announces over 90% of the U.S. population accessible to the network. This is the Business of Tech. The Business of Tech podcast updates our diversity report for IT leadership each quarter. Across 300 IT services-focused companies with 3,931 leaders, 89.3% are white this quarter. 20.8% are female. These numbers are nearly identical to those last quarter. And an additional set of data to report on this quarter, we examine the CRN channel chiefs for 2023, which contained 563 humans. In this sample set, roughly 96% are white and 24% are female. Let's tell more of the story here. According to recent research from InfoTech Research Group, Black professionals working in the tech industry are less satisfied than their colleagues and often face different barriers. The survey finds that only 23% of Black respondents feel very satisfied in their current role, compared to 34% of all other professionals. Black respondents were 55% more likely than all other professionals to report that they had no career advancement or promotion opportunities. The top three barriers to career advancement, according to Black respondents, are microaggressions at 54%, racism 50%, and gender-based bias at 39%. While all other respondents cite the top barriers as gender-based bias 45%, microaggressions 34%, and racism 23%. And according to a recent study, and Bloomberg Law is reporting on this, that corporate diversity roles have been eliminated at a greater rate than other positions as companies seek to lower headcount and costs amid stubbornly high inflation and rumblings of a possible recession. The relative representation of women in technical roles declined between 2018 and 2022, according to LeanIn.org and McKinsey & Company data. Nearly one-third of women in technical and engineering roles at work is often the only woman in the room, according to a survey of 40,000 employees and 333 organizations employing more than 12 million people. In data from Catalysts, a women's advocacy group, about 51% of women in marginalized racial and ethnic groups in the U.S. and four other countries said they'd experienced racism or discrimination at their current workplace. Women with darker skin tones were far likelier to say they'd experienced racism at work. Why do we care? Every time I look at the employment data, I see how tight the job market is for technical talent. And every time we look at this data, a measurement of how businesses invest in their people, we come up short. Want to keep people? Companies have to invest. The top line data I researched on leadership is low because of the rest of the data explored here, a lack of investment in making the workplace work for everyone. And that's why we care. There continue to be opportunities to be different. I missed this story when it came out, and thanks to listener Dustin for bringing it to me. Sophos has partnered with Cowbell Insurance, specifically sharing their security health information with Cowbell to facilitate optimal premium quotes and policies. Quote, specifically with this partnership, Sophos endpoint customers will be able to opt in to share their endpoint security health status with Cowbell from the Sophos Central platform using a new data connector. This easy-to-enable connection will streamline Cowbell's risk assessment process, allowing assessors to efficiently evaluate Sophos customers' defenses against the requirements needed for insurance policies, said Raja Patel, Senior Vice President of Products at Sophos. Besides insurance, another sector looking at using cybersecurity data is the credit bureaus. In reporting in the Washington Post, it reveals that credit rating agencies are increasingly factoring in cybersecurity as part of their credit assessment criteria as they try to get a handle on the risks companies to face. That said, investment in cyber then offsets any degradation. Why do we care? Cyber linked to your credit score is going to be impactful. More so, however, is this approach of directly collecting data on the live configuration and then having your insurance pricing depend on it. This is savvy. Minimize your risk as the insurer by ensuring the controls are in place. This is well beyond the survey style or attestation style of data collection. And it's going to change the way services companies deliver security services. Which is the point. This week, Amazon opened up its Sidewalk network to third-party developers. They also released the coverage map and claim that over 90% of the U.S. population can access the now public network. First announced in 2019, Sidewalk is a new low-power, wide-area network that Amazon believes will help enable the next wave of connected devices. It's not designed to replace cellular data for high-bandwidth devices, but to be used instead of expensive LTE or 5G connectivity on gadgets that don't need that much data and where paying $10 or more monthly for data is excessive. And Qstel announced a partnership to bring advanced connectivity solutions to customers. The Qstel KG100S module and a portfolio of matching antennas will be fully compatible with Amazon Sidewalk. The KG100S is a low-power, cost-effective module in an LGA form factor developed primarily to support Amazon Sidewalk applications. Why do we care? There'll be a subset of listeners who will hear this story and immediately think about the kinds of solutions they can use this for and which manufacturers they need to get on board. I included Qstel as an example, knowing there are more out there. Every 3 years, Carl Polichuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today, grass is always browner on the other side of the fence day. Take stock of the things you have. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.